Hello, dear listeners. It is I once again, DJ Starsage, coming to you from the Lady Demora. It is a Saturday afternoon. We're stepping out of the house, the chateau, just to get a quick errand in. So, with that being said, sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink or a snack. You're in store for the next edition of Surely You Jest, the day-to-day life of a modern-day jester. So, how are you? And what have you been up to? I've just been getting ready to enjoy my week at home. I just had my week in the office. It's a nice little rotation to break things up. You get into one routine and then it changes to the other, and quite honestly, I enjoy it thoroughly because the expectations aren't quite the same. For anyone who maybe didn't get to experience this enigma during the pandemic, you can literally fall out of bed and drag yourself over to the computer with a cup of coffee and strap on the headset and start your day. Although, that's not quite how I do it, but it is nice to, you know, not have to wash jeans and t-shirts for each day of the week and maybe get by in a favorite pair of sweatpants or pajamas. And my little fur babies, they certainly enjoy home, or my week at home. I call it their daddy week because I'm there to spend quality time with them. And since they've all been in our house at least 6 months now, and, well, to put it mildly, the reason for any of the doors being closed before no longer exists, namely because that was for a prior generation of our family, another chapter, but we decided recently that our young squire, our creamsicle boy Benny, was possibly experiencing some stress due to having to hear the 9-month-old kitten practically howling on the days that neither hubby or I were at home. Because, you know, unless you have a good relationship with your loved ones, this goes for humans, too. You don't know what's going to happen when you leave the house. So, of course, that's why we, you know, say that children should not be left unattended. But it wasn't that long ago, perhaps about a month or so ago, that we had a checkup for Benny at the vets. Not Benny and the Jets, Benny at the vets. That would be an interesting cover band, wouldn't it? But Benny was exhibiting signs of stress and high blood sugar, and he had, as I've mentioned previously, taken to hiding away, perhaps when he needed alone time, probably because the kitten doesn't know when to stop and always wants to play. Benny is probably 3 or 4 by now, and while mentally he is always going to be a child, the poor little guy gets worn out. So he hides in a cupboard, and well, that hasn't been so much recently. They practically nap together, but we decided that the need to have the doors of the bedrooms and the dining room, the areas that separate the house, the need for that has gone away, and so it was best to leave the doors open when we weren't home because, well, if you ask me, and you kind of are because you haven't told me anything else, so it's your own fault if you don't like what I have to say. But if you ask me, as the saying goes, animals are going to behave like animals if you treat them like animals. Now, I, for one, tend to believe that our little furry friends have a lot to teach us, and that we humans are just too impatient to listen, to know the signs, to know well enough to learn from them. But anyways, that's part of the magic, if you will, of having multiple animals. I'm not going to shame anyone by saying that, if your place isn't big enough, there's an occupancy limit. But, if you've only ever had one or two pets, you essentially, in your home as humans, outnumber them. And so they're going to be more like strangers. They're going to behave more like an animal and maybe not respond as much. But when you have three, if there's only two of you and you have more of them than there are of you, suddenly they are part of a pride, a pack, a tribe. They have a community of their own, and they are no longer in your home. You are in theirs. Ideally, you work things out and you're actually in a shared home, but my point is, when you show your animals that they can be trusted, that you trust them, it goes both ways, of course, but when they've earned your trust and you show this to them, there's just a certain calm and serene that will settle about, and it can be very heartwarming or heartening, because now you have an agreement that there is to be peace, there is to be calm, you are to treat each other with respect, and suddenly, when they can go anywhere they want, when you're not at home, you find that they get bored with having access to the entire abode. And you often don't have to go looking for them in strange places like laundry hampers or closets, because they will have explored all of these places, and they will often just simply be laying on the couch or on your bed, and when it's time for you to come home and they hear the keys in the door, they are going to burst into happiness to know that you are home, or at least that's how things go in our household. So there's been an instance of harmony vis-a-vis leaving the doors open, and the next event that is to occur. Now, this, keep in mind, folks, this is something that I've been told would happen a few times already, so no guarantees, unless yours truly makes an intervention. More on that in a moment. But the barrier, the wall, for lack of a better term, that we put up when Benny joined our household, when our elderly girls were sickly, it had a visitor gate for purposes of socializing and protecting and isolating. Well, Benny has been with us a year and a half, and his new sisters have been with us 6 months. So the barrier will be coming down soon. And that has been up for more than 2 years now, so it will be like returning to a time gone by in our house. It'll be like turning back the hands of the clock. So I am very much looking forward to that, I dare say. When last I spoke to you, I mentioned that I was going to be looking into speaking with a mental health professional, a therapist. And this has since occurred. Now, I may have hinted that I'm not printing my own money. I'm not of any sort of independent means. Although I am fortunate enough that there are two incomes in my house. Of course, until the day that, you know, our fur children start raking in the funds on the social media. But I don't suspect that seeing a therapist is going to be something I'm going to be able to do regularly. But for the time being, I have started seeing a therapist, well, it's going to be a limited affair, because the company is only going to pay for so many sessions, but I have met with one, and we have set follow-ups, and it was nice to have someone else to talk to. I can see how this might be something that one could get used to on a regular basis, but you know, if it's not something that my insurance is going to cover, it seems almost like for my vegetarian friends out there and animal lovers, I apologize, but the best analogy I can come up with is it's like developing a taste for top shelf caviar. Okay, sure, you can develop habits and you can have refined tastes, refined palate, but it's not going to do you any good if you can't support your hobby, your habit. So, short of doing something illegal, I'm going to just, fulfill my opportunity with those sessions to see what I'm able to accomplish. I guess it's going to be kind of like one of those services you could sign up where they help you cook meals. You get in on the introduction and you have a discount or, you know, coupon. And then they hit you with the full price eventually. And maybe that's the same for a weight loss program. or a gym membership, perhaps. Yeah, see where I'm going with this? I think that I will just, unfortunately, just have to work with what I have. I have found a level of satisfaction with accomplishing things in my home, of being productive. Now, don't get too excited. I'm not going into business for myself. I'm not going to be cleaning other people's houses. I don't even like to clean my own full-time or part-time, as it were. If we were of greater means, I would certainly not mind the idea of a stranger coming into our home and maybe doing the laundry, but my name's not Hazel, and that ain't happening. So, I have, in the last 6 months, I've been buying shelving like you'd have in your garage, so that I could get vertical storage and I could walk about the place. And more recently, I've started redecorating my home office. You may have seen some pictures on Instagram. If you haven't, you can always look for me, DJ Starsage. And I've posted some progress pictures there showing my home office over the last few years, including just prior to the pandemic. But I've just decided it was time for the next chapter in that space. So I took it upon myself to order some acoustic tiles. You know, soundproofing, what those people have in those fancy places like recording studios, or at least they used to before it was possible for you to become a star using your pocket-sized computer and the camera built-in. Yeah, you know, because on that show I do with my nerd brother, you know, Matinee Minutia, we are on YouTube, so I'm no stranger to that, but getting a few things done around the house when I've been waiting on them, because let's be honest, everybody has a spouse and a honey-do list, or if you have a spouse, you've got a honey-do list, and sometimes you just gotta rip off the band-aid and say, you know what, there's not any good reason why I can't do it. And if you don't like the fact that I did it and you had promised to, then, oh, too bad, you didn't get around to it, so maybe try making better on your promises. I'm not saying anything, or at least not much of anything, but this happens when our other halves are differently abled. So, all right, folks, I'm going to take a brief break, and I've got to go into the store. This time I'm not going to go wild, I swear. I just have a handful of items. I got to get some new light bulbs, for the light I hung in my office. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Alrighty, so I ducked into the store and picked up a few things. As I said, I got some light bulbs and breakfast sandwiches because any little thing I can do to help in the morning seems to, you know, help lower the daily stress level, especially when hubby sleeps through his alarms and I wake up about a half an hour before he's supposed to be on the road. Because I'm sorry, I refuse to wake up early on a work day. Well, actually on a day off even. Okay, that's not completely true. I will wake up early on a day off if it's not too much earlier than I normally do on a weekday. I usually wake up anywhere between 5 and 5:30, because I'm an 8 to 5, in case you didn't know. So... I got the idea in my head that since hubby is often pressed for time in the morning, and more often than not, he makes a not-so-healthy and not so smart money-wise choice to stop at a drive-through on the way into work, I decided I will just pick up some breakfast sandwiches to have ready to go with him when he's heading out the door. So that's just that little bit of effort that can make a difference. Okay, sometimes I will make food up ahead of time. Because, yes, I like to be in control of a situation. I like to prepare myself. I like to do any little thing I can if I have advance notice. So that, you know, those couple hours that I wake up ahead of having to be clocked in at work are not as quickly passing. Now, just because I make the effort to save time in hubby's day doesn't always mean that it gets taken advantage of. I won't say that it's not always appreciated, because I think he does appreciate the effort. But being somebody who's a retail manager, your time is not really your own. He no longer is just putting in 8 hours. You gotta go in early to help people get ready for the workday, and sometimes you gotta stay late, especially when some of the people are sloppy or lazy, because you know the leadership is responsible for setting a good example, and yeah, you gotta pick up the slack. So there's only so much you can do, folks. And you have to just say to yourself, you know what? This is why I have never worked in jobs like this, because I don't think I could handle it. You know, I've almost never worked a job that involved me handling money. There were two instances where I was in contact with money. One, I worked at a hotel front desk, and that didn't last because at smaller properties, at smaller town operations, you don't have the luxury of having dedicated staff for each position. You got to do a little bit of everything, and, well, let's just say, folks, you don't want me touching your books. I am not that good at math. I am good at basic survival skills, but handling cash and that antiquity is not my strong suit. Although I hear tell that the machines try to help you with that these days. But anyways, hubby is an assistant manager at his store, and has to make a special effort for those who, well, have probably been there too long. I think I've probably said enough. So, don't tell hubby, but I stopped into a thrift store without him. Shh. You know those light bulbs I spoke of? Well, I decided that since we were no longer using it in our living room, that I was going to use a chandelier. No, nothing fancy, nothing that, you know, looks like it was from Dynasty or Falcon Crest, nothing from a formal dining room. But this fixture that we had converted, because we didn't have a, you know, a traditional wired-in connection for it in our living room. And in case you didn't know, many houses from the 60s did not have overhead lights in most rooms. People relied on table lamps. Only places like kitchens and bathrooms usually had lights over the sink or, you know, over the table. So we had to put a hook in our ceiling a few years back when I said, you know what's missing from this room? More light. And we adapted a chandelier. Hubby has done wiring before, and you can buy what they call a lamp kit. You know, back when people used to collect things, used to hand down furniture because, you know, your grandmother paid good money for that, and there's no sense in it going to waste. And, you know, if it's not hideous, you say to yourself, that doesn't look too bad. Well, when those things get a little older, because, you know, when the house was built in the 60s, they did not have this newer standard that we have, this grounded outlet, you know, where it's got a third little stubby on your electrical plug, your electrical socket. They call that no-fault ground, or GFI. And it's supposed to be for rooms of your house that could potentially have water, because if anything comes into water, it's supposed to stop the current. It's supposed to turn off that circuit in your breaker box. No-fault ground is what they call it. Well, houses in the 60s didn't have them. And Hubby bought what they call a lamp kit. Comes with a cord and a plug so that you can rewire a old favorite lamp. And he was able to use that to convert the chandelier years ago, and we've had it on a long cord plugging into a wall outlet. Well, I decided that since it was no longer being used in the living room, we actually got some nice lamps a few years ago. Actually, they're quite what they call period, like as in they come from a certain period of history or of art. I actually, not that long ago, was watching a episode of the old, I want to say 50s, Dick Van Dyke show. Maybe it was the 60s. And I happened to see a lamp just like it on Dick Van Dyke's nightstand. Rob and Laura from the Dick Van Dyke show. It was the kind of lamp that had, little geometrics on it. In other words, the big word for squares. And it had little knights and horses on it. So they call it a chess lamp. So we've had those for quite a while. Anyways, I decided I wanted to take that nice light and put it in my office. Because it's always been my ambition to have a nice, fancy office. You know, something like you might have seen in the 80s if you were of my generation and you grew up watching the wife of the Cosby Show. Yes, I know, we don't talk about that anymore. But Claire Huxtable, played by Felicia Rashad, she was a lawyer and she had an office in the back of the house, and it was all fancy because it was off the dining room. So I've always imagined myself having a nice little office with a chandelier. So I got the light bulbs today after I put a hook in the ceiling and set everything up to be plugged in. It's even got a smart outlet, you know, so that I can talk to those magical little boxes at home and, you know, say magic word, turn on, you know, studio light. Well, come to find out, lamps and light bulbs have a similar racket going for them than hot dogs and buns. You know, they have different amounts in the packages. And okay, maybe they didn't know that my fixture has 5 bulbs, but they don't sell light bulbs in a 5 pack. They sell them in 3 or 4. Maybe they sell one in 6, but I didn't see one. So I had to go back today and pick up a second package of light bulbs because, you know, I didn't have enough of them. But conveniently, after this chandelier was taken down from the living room, the accompanying shades, you know, those little things that sit on top of the bulbs to kind of, you know, give them, well, shade, they have conveniently gone missing. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the chandelier in the living room in general was originally my idea. And yes, keeping in mind that I am the taller of the two of us, I was more prone to bumping my head on this. It hung over the coffee table in our living room for years. But I have a sneaky suspicion that this light fixture was not my husband's favorite piece of decor, because I don't remember being told the shades were going to go bye-bye. And I asked where they got to, and I was told that they were cracked or they were dirty or whatever. Any excuse, basically, for them to be thrown out. And so, long story, not so short, I went to a thrift store tonight without my husband because he's at work, and it was possibly the shortest trip I've ever made because I was not inclined to make a tour of the entire facility. I was there on a mission, and I went right down my aisle that I knew all the light fixtures were, and lo and behold, they had full-size table lamp shades, but they did not have the little mini ones for a chandelier. So, ergo, I will be buying those online, I do believe. Much like most things these days, we don't have brick-and-mortar stores for places like department stores anymore, and more of them are going away. Pause for a sip of my Coke Zero. It's spiced Coke Zero. What makes it spiced, you ask? I'll tell you in a sec. Physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side because we are meant to climb, to dance. Now, I had hoped when I picked this up that, you know, as one does when you have a Coca-Cola, you might want to have a little adult drinky-poo in there. So I thought maybe it would be spiced like rum. But no, the fine print says raspberry spiced. Now I ask you, when was the last time you thought of spiced and thought of raspberry? I think of rum, or I think of cinnamon. You know those little heart-shaped candies? They call them Red Hots? That's what I was expecting. It doesn't taste bad. It's just not what I expected. Now, point of fact here, I often find that most products that try to have berry flavoring usually fail, and it usually ends up tasting more like cough syrup. This is not quite as bad. It does taste more like a raspberry ginger ale than a raspberry cola. Maybe that's their attempt at making it spiced. It's not just raspberry, it's spiced. Anyways, So, I got my tiles for the wall in my office. They're black and blue. It looks almost like a high-tech quilt behind me. And I have my chandelier hanging. And I even managed to hang another light. Now, keeping in mind, folks, I'm pretty much doing what anyone in an apartment would, since you can't really open up the wall or unscrew a fixture from the ceiling and, you know, turn off a breaker. You basically can plug anything in and hang it. So I put a hook in the, for lack of a better term, alcove, the space at the end of the upstairs hallway that we've dubbed as our reading nook. We've put a bed in there, sits under a window, and it's at the end of the house. It's over the front door. So there are stairs going under, and you get the idea. Eventually, there are going to be bookshelves there, and it's going to be a nice little retreat. But I put up a hook, and I put a lamp up there. It's basically a bulb with a shade. It used to be in the corner of our bedroom over the, well, not easy chair, but, you know, the chair that clothes usually end up on. We've replaced that with something fancier that I'll be found at a thrift store. But now I've got a light in my reading nook, and I just gotta pick it up. But it's there now for when we have company and they decide to spend the night after some movies and libation. So speaking of movies and perhaps some libation, the next episode of Matinee Minutia will be on Friday, March. Haha, we're already in a new month and I've already forgot. Friday, March 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be discussing an early noughties, not naughty, naughty, as in the beginning of the 2000s. This is a 2005 action film, and it stars the easy on the eyes, Mr. Brad Pitt, who had just been in the Ocean's 11 and Ocean 12's films at the time, and his leading lady, his co-star, is Miss Angelina Jolie, and, well, of course, some of you may know her from the beginnings of her career of Girl Interrupted, and such films as Salt, and more recently, the Maleficent films. This is a film about a husband and wife team who are each assassins, and unbeknownst to them, they work for different employers. But every now and then, they're sent in to the fray, and they both have the same mark, meaning the same target, perhaps. So this is, I hear tell it's a adaptation of a book, perhaps, or maybe a remake of an older film, but not of recent years, but they did actually do a series remake of this more recently, I think on Amazon. Anyways, we're watching the 2005 Mr. and Mrs. Smith, with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie before they were married and before they got divorced. Next time on Matinee Minutia. Go over to matineeminutia.com and you can view our video on YouTube. And if you're feeling, you know, social, you can enter Discord. That's that little icon that looks like a game controller or a blue mask. That's our chat room, folks. You can enjoy conversations with like-minded others, and you can share pictures of the stars and just have a good old time. All right, folks. I hope that you have a good week ahead of you, that you are looking forward to the spring that'll be here in just two or three short weeks. I know I am. I'm going to actually start resuming my morning walks because it's supposed to be 70 before sunset on Monday here. Okay, well, as always, you can tweet me or post me on X/Twitter at DJ Starsage, and you can email me djstarsage@gmail.com. That is all for now. Kisses from the carriage. Bye-bye.